North Carolina man charged for sawing aunt's dog in half with chainsaw, killing it. Rocky Mount, North Carolina. A gruesome case of animal cruelty is under investigation by the Wilson County Sheriff's Office, according to WNCN-CBS17 and MyFox8.com. Jonathan Bullock is facing charges of felony animal cruelty and felony animal larceny. Mr. Bullock mutilated and killed his aunt's mastiff dog named Tigger, according to the sheriff's office. Mr. Bullock was staying over at his aunt's home on Robin Road last Friday night. When Bullock's aunt came back home from work, Bullock told his aunt the dog jumped onto a 2-year-old who was also staying at the house. However, Bullock's aunt said the toddler wasn't injured, according to the sheriff's office. Authorities said the dog was discovered dead the following morning down the road on a dirt path. Bullock had stolen the dog in the middle of the night, stabbed the animal to death, then took his chainsaw and sawed the dog in half, then left the animal in a shallow grave, the sheriff's office says. ESI random Aegis post TTL equals 0. That makes me want to cry because I do love animals, Melody Steed said. Steed proclaims herself as a dog lover who had been visiting her aunt nearby in the neighborhood. I've never had any children, so it's just terrible. My fur babies were always my children. Mitchell Fox, who lives a few doors down from where the incident happened, said, I can't say it on TV, but he definitely needs to be locked up. They need to do something about him because he ain't right in the head. He's crazy, a different neighbor said. He do that to a dog, what's he gonna do to me? Calvin Woodard, a Wilson County sheriff, released a statement to WNCN and said, This is the worst, isolated case of animal cruelty that I can recall. The suffering that the dog endured, it was like something out of a horror movie. This was just a heinous act from the beginning to the end. This was just downright, immorally wrong. The offender showed total disregard for his family and their love for Tigger. This pet had the right to be home, not stolen, suffering and killed. I hope that peace and comfort will one day be obtained by the family who had to endure this tragic loss. Jonathan Bullock is currently being held in the Wilson County Jail on a $20,000 bond amount.